Chapter 6, The Happy Medium. Again they focused their eyes on the crystal ball. The earth, with its fearful covering of dark shadow, swam out of view, and they moved rapidly through the Milky Way. And there was the thing again. "Watch," the medium told them. The darkness seemed to seethe and writhe. Was this meant to comfort them? Suddenly, there was a great burst of light through the darkness. The light spread out, and where it touched the darkness disappeared. The light spread until the patch of dark thing had vanished, and there was only a gentle shining, and through the shining came the stars, clear and pure. Then, slowly, the shining dwindled until it too was gone, and there was nothing but stars and starlight. No shadows, no fear, only the stars, and the clear darkness of space, quite different from the fearful darkness of the thing. "You see?" the medium cried, smiling happily. "It can be overcome. It is being overcome all the time." Mrs. Watsit sighed, a sigh so sad that Meg wanted to put her arms around her and comfort her. "Tell us exactly what happened then, please," Charles Wallace said in a small voice. "It was a star," Mrs. Watsit said sadly. "A star giving up its life in battle with the thing. It won. Oh, yes, my children, it won. But it lost its life in the winning." Mrs. Witch spoke again. Her voice sounded tired, and they knew that speaking was a tremendous effort for her.
It was not so long ago for you, was it?
She asked gently. Mrs. Watsit shook her head. Charles Wallace went up to Mrs. Watsit. "I see. Now I understand. You were a star once, weren't you?" Mrs. Watsit covered her face with her hands, as though she were embarrassed, and nodded. "And you did what that star just did?" With her face still covered, Mrs. Watsit nodded again. Charles Wallace looked at her very solemnly. "I should like to kiss you." Mrs. Watsit took her hands down from her face and pulled Charles Wallace to her in a quick embrace. He put his arms about her neck, pressed his cheek against hers, and then kissed her. Meg felt that she would have liked to kiss Mrs. Watsit too, but that after Charles Wallace, anything that she or Calvin did or said would be anticlimax. She contented herself with looking at Mrs. Watsit, even though she was used to Mrs. Watsit's odd get-up, and the very oddness of it was what made her seem so comforting. She realized with a fresh shock that it was not Mrs. Watsit herself that she was seeing at all. The complete, the true Mrs. Watsit, Meg realized, was beyond human understanding. What she saw was only the game Mrs. Watsit was playing. It was an amusing and charming game, a game full of both laughter and comfort. But it was only the tiniest facet of all the things Mrs. Watsit could be. "I didn't mean to tell you," Mrs. Watsit faltered. "I didn't mean ever to let you know. But, oh, my dears, I did so love being a star."
"You are still very young,
Mrs. Witch said, her voice faintly chiding.